From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have been deployed to three provinces following nearly a week of anti-government protest. The head of the guards proclaimed the end of the sedition, but there are reports protests took place late Wednesday. The leader of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, said he sees nothing to worry about. The protests are contained and the unrest minor. In a Wednesday tweet, President Donald Trump spoke of his respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back, in his words, their corrupt government. He promised great support from the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a VOA interview Wednesday, said the U.S. backs the protesters and their aspirations.
My hope is that the people who are taking to the streets in Iran know that under President Donald Trump, they are not alone, that the American people stand with them, and that they will just continue to show the courage of their convictions and reach out and embrace a free and democratic future, that America and the world will be with them.
A senior Trump administration official told Reuters the U.S. is considering sanctioning those involved in putting down the protests. Israel is preparing to deport tens of thousands of illegal African migrants, mostly Eritrean and Sudanese, who have until the end of March to leave. Tamara Newman of the Hotline for Refugees and Migrants said the plan is inappropriate for a democracy that signed the UN Refugee Convention.
The government is telling asylum seekers now that they have two options before them, to be deported to Rwanda or to enter detention for an indefinite period. This is not a real choice. All of our research shows that those who have been deported to Rwanda's lives have been seriously in danger.
The plan offers the migrants $2,500 for airfare home or to a third country. Otherwise, they face jail time. This is VOA News.